accusations that Turkey's shootdown of a Russian fighter jet was to protect ISIS oil supplies. Russia's deputy foreign minister now saying the Turkish president and his family benefit from that oil, even as the two sides try to arrange a meeting. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher, live in our Mideast Bureau.
Lisa, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says he'll meet with his Turkish counterpart in Serbia this week to hear why Ankara shot down its Suhoi jet, according to the Associated Press. Ankara released an audio tape of what it says is Turkey's military warning the Russian pilots to get out of its airspace 10 times within 5 minutes. The surviving pilot of the jet denies any incursion into Turkey's airspace. This is Russian President Vladimir Putin says he has yet to receive an apology from Turkey or compensation. Ankara is refusing to apologize, maintaining Turkey has to defend its borders. Lisa.
Thanks, Jessica. The mayor's death, still a mystery for now in Juneau, Alaska, where investigators say reports of an assault on Mayor Greg Fisk are just speculation. Fox Radio's Tom Graham.
Juneau police are waiting to get the official autopsy results back from the state medical examiner in Anchorage. Fisk had only served about 1 month of his 3-year term as Juneau's mayor before his body was found inside his home Monday. His adult son making the discovery. Police did not describe the 70-year-old's injuries, but tentatively ruled out gunshot wounds, drug use, or suicide in his death.
But they haven't ruled out foul play. Putting her hair in a ponytail nearly killed a young woman in Indiana.
I didn't believe it at first. I thought that it was a spider bite or something else, not from wearing hair ties.
The doctors in Indianapolis say the bump growing on Audrey Kopp's arm was from bacteria that likely spread from the hair tie into minor skin abrasions on her wrist. Doctors say anything worn on the body should be washed regularly, even a scrunchie. And Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Was last night's movie so exciting that it made your heart pound? Ah! Or could your chest pounding pain be something more serious? We all have everyday aches and pains, but if the symptoms don't go away or get worse, you can rely on the ER at Cartersville Medical Center to be there for you 24/7. Our team of expert emergency trained physicians will diagnose and treat you so that you can get back to the movies you enjoy.
Check engine light just come on. Is it time for a tune-up? Is something just not right with your car, truck, or SUV? Then it's time to come down to Lee's Total Car Care and have our expert technicians take a look. We only hire the best mechanics who look forward to coming in and taking care of your vehicle in a timely and professional manner. We're conveniently located in Cartersville and look forward to getting your vehicle into tip-top shape as soon as possible. To learn more about Lee's Total Car Care or to make an appointment, give us a call today
at 770-387-0003.
Welcome back, everybody. 770-382-1270, 770-382-1270. Melissa Haneke's in here. Melissa, what was the, give us a weather report.
Wet, cold, rainy.
Wet, cold, rain, exactly, and it's 53 degrees, and this is going to continue, looks like, for another couple hours, then it'll taper off, and but still chance of rain early afternoon. High today, about 59, low of about 36. Tomorrow, high 52, low of about 31. That's important because of the parade tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
But it looks like a sunny day all day, no chances of rain. 75's a mess, and it starts right around right before Lake Altoona.
It's not red, though, surprisingly, yeah. With the rain.
But I'm hearing people are stopping. They're literally stopping out there.
Maybe the picture hasn't caught up with reality.
Yeah, on 75 southbound. If you're out there and you want to give us a live traffic report, you're more than welcome. That eases up after Lake Altoona, then picks up again around Wade Green and continues past the 575-75 merge. Everybody, it's Melissa Haneke, Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
All right, before we get into all the political news of the day, I need to go over something with you that I read that the governor and GEMA have set for this week that I don't know if everybody knows about, and I'm concerned if you don't go through these steps that you're not going to be prepared. Winter preparedness Have you heard of the winter preparedness week that GEMA and the governor have set for this week?
No, I don't even know what it is.
Okay, remember a couple years ago when we had the snowstorm and everybody got stuck on I-75?
Yes.
It was a big disaster and the governor got blamed for it.
Yes.
He got blamed for the weather and for people's reaction to the weather. Well, they're trying to make sure that this doesn't happen again. So this week is Winter Weather Preparedness Week. So there's something that you're supposed to be doing every single day to prepare. And if you haven't been doing it, then you're not going to be prepared for the first time we have snowflakes.
What am I supposed to do?
Okay, Monday. Monday was you were supposed to be brushing up on the different types of winter weather that Georgia typically experiences. So I brought these little flashcards for you, because I think you need to be prepared for the type of weather that we experience here in Georgia. So take a look at this. Okay, what is that?
Tornado.
A tornado. We've had a tornado in winter, haven't
we? Right, right.
And
sunny day.
Sunny day. You know what that one is?
Cloudy.
Wind.
Wind, okay. Snowflakes.
Snowflakes, flurries.
Lightning.
Thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. This is just plain old clouds.
Rain.
Rain. But this is the important one you need to know.
Milk, bread, and eggs.
Okay, so this is...
So I can make French toast.
French toast weather. So hold this one up. Now, what are you supposed to do? I want to get a picture of this with your
panic,
flashcard. Panic.
Panic weather, time for French toast. Okay.
All right, so look up here. No, I want to see the picture. Dave's getting ready for weather. He's being prepared, and he's going to make sure all of you know about this. So you're supposed to panic, clean out the store, and go make French toast. So that was Monday. We were supposed to be doing that. Yesterday, you were supposed to focus on winter weather terminology so you know when they put the alert out.
Okay.
The difference between a watch and a warning. I'm sure everybody knows that. Today, we're supposed to go stock up and get our ready kits ready so that we can go, when the snowstorm comes. So when you get stuck on the interstate,
mm-hmm.
you can be prepared. So have a handy list.
Do you do this?
No.
No, but I mean, do you have a pantry with all kinds of
I have a
good
pantry with stuff. Yes, I do.
So you have, if electricity went out for 4 days,
I would be fine.
If you would be fine.
I would be fine.
You have food.
We have food. Yeah, do you keep food?
No.
See, Dave, this is what you are the type of person that this little program is designed for. You need to go on the GEMA website and figure out what you need to have. Because if the government didn't tell us, we wouldn't be able to be prepared, correct?
Well, not just that, but I've talked to somebody lately, there people are living in fear, and I get caught up in the fear sometimes too about we live in a time that's dangerous, and I think you should have a month's worth of canned goods in there, you know.
Well, you should, but do you really think it's the government's job to tell you to do this?
No, I don't think it's, but I think I should. So when you're telling me I should load up on this thing, think, well, I should. You're right, I should be prepared.
Yeah, you should, but the government shouldn't be telling you. Okay, tomorrow.
Yeah.
You are supposed to be educated. Now, I haven't seen the government do this, but they're, according to this article, they're supposed to tell us best practices to stay safe during a winter storm. So, if there's a winter storm coming, what advice would you give to people?
Stay warm.
Stay warm. Stay home, maybe?
Stay home.
Okay, so I ran this by my 17-year-old daughter who's... she's learning to drive.
Okay.
And she said, no, that was one of the questions that she missed on the driver test.
Yeah, what was that?
One of the choices was to stay in. If there was winter weather, how would you prepare? Or what would you do? And the answer that she picked was to stay, don't go anywhere, or don't go out in it.
Right.
That was wrong. No, the correct answer was to check your tires.
What do you check for?
I have no idea, but I'm thinking...
Well, what am I looking for?
Proper inflation, I assume. But... I'm sorry. No, just stay home.
Right.
And Friday will be set aside as Winter Weather Outlook Day to prepare for particular threats weather experts expect from the coming winter season. So we spend a whole week at GEMA trying to educate people who obviously you never heard of it. So this does absolutely nothing, and common sense should take care of it.
I think it's a good idea, though, because it's supposed to be a really, really cold winter, and with global warming and everything, this has really screwed up the system.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's really high highs, really low lows.
But do we have to have the government tell us all this stuff?
That's what the government does. And the government...
It's not what I can only imagine how much actual taxpayer money was spent on whatever materials nobody's seeing that they put together for this fancy week that nobody's paying attention to.
United States government is like a big, big company. We have a big company here called the United States of America, and we hire your managers. And the managers, if they need to give, hey, by the way, y'all probably need, because some people do need this advice. Good morning.
Dave, you're going to let the government help you, aren't you?
Well, when he gets stuck on the interstate in a winter storm, he's going to let the government bail him out of it.
I don't know if you heard about it, but the government, right now, there have been more cars sold in November than in 14 years. So you have to go back to almost Bill Clinton time. We set record, not sold record number of cars last month.
So what does that have to do with being prepared for?
We're talking about management. We're talking about our government. They're doing a pretty good job. They're doing a really good job.
Okay, you just wait on them to come bring you food while you're sitting on the
That's right. They've got but, your emergency you know, kit stored in a government warehouse.
Don't ever.
We had back in the 90s, I spent more time going for other people that weren't prepared. And don't get me wrong, I enjoyed doing it. Older folks that couldn't get their medicine, that simply weren't prepared to be able to handle a week or something. And that put my, actually, that put my life and my family at risk by me doing that. But it's something you do. You help your neighbors. But it's not just food preparedness. It's medicines.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on blood pressure medicines or anything like that you need and can't get, you know, if you see you're getting low and they're talking massive snowstorm heading this way, you might, it might be prudent to go out and get those things.
Yeah. Well, you should watch the news and use common sense. We don't really need the government to tell us common sense things.
I think if we know, let's say we know Friday a massive snowstorm is heading, okay? We know massive. I think on Wednesday, they ought to put extra money in everybody's EBT cards.
Oh, yeah, great
there
idea.
Go,
the government
Dave.
Should give everybody
don't,
extra
don't,
money.
Don't
no.
you think they should?
No.
I mean, do not, don't you think
Whose
they should?
Whose money is that? No. No, that's silly.
You're talking about preparing, and you're talking about people should be...
I'm talking about common sense, not government action. That's what I'm talking about.
Dave considers it fear.
Yeah, well, he probably believes the president that the world's coming to an end if we don't tax people for breathing.
Hey, when do they put money in people's accounts?
Probably the beginning of the month.
I went to Walmart yesterday and it was packed. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, did they fill up people's cards?
It probably is the first of the month.
And
I
it was
it
crowded. It was really crowded.
I think
crowded.
Back in the old days, I want to say the third was when Social Security, and all, you know, Social Security
it was
payments
packed.
Go out.
Everybody was in there.
Well,
do you think the holidays coming up might have
yeah, maybe.
Well, maybe.
Christmas.
Maybe.
The sales are all over there. I mean, the big sale.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Thank you for the call. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. No, that didn't enter my brain. It might be the holidays.
You know, Christmas. People like to shop, so.
I thought they filled up the EBT cards. Hold on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Y'all touched on a good one. Social Security depends on your birth date now.
Oh, okay. So they changed it.
Yeah. It depends.
That's probably helpful so that everybody isn't getting their money and going to the store all at once.
I don't know, or else it's easier for them not to have to send checks out.
I like Bernie Sanders because he says he wants to give like everybody like a 10% raise or something on their Social Security checks.
You age, you're getting closer to loving that socialist thing.
I got
to
worry about, that's not socialist. That is my money. That's my money. It's my money that I invested.
You would have done better investing in private accounts, you'd actually have something.
Well, I
agree with Dave here in the sense of speaking.
I wish
they'd give me everything I paid in.
Well, that would be nice that
and
they would allow.
Leave me alone.
Right.
Leave me alone. All right. Thanks for the call. See you. All right. Bye. All right. We got to take a break. Stick around.
Miranda Lambert tells Cosmopolitan magazine, marriage is a tough business. And the superstar is honest about her divorce from Blake Shelton. Some of that, she says, might mean nights on my porch crying, drinking whiskey. But she says she tempers that with the fact that she's had a great relationship with an amazing man, saying, quote, so I know what good is. I have a great launching pad for the future. I will never take that for granted. If you're looking to get your country on New Year's Eve, then check out ABC's annual telecast of Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Luke Bryan is heading to New York City, joining headliner Carrie Underwood for the Ryan Seacrest-hosted event from Times Square. We'll have a house party. finally, tonight on CMT at 8 Central, it's the annual Artist of the Year special devoted to five superstars who dominated this year. Luke Bryan, Blake Shelton, Florida George Line, Sam Hunt, and Little Big Town. Special awards going to Kenny Rogers and Chris Stapleton. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. So you're at your doctor's office discussing your health problems, and the whole time the doctor's typing stuff into the computer. A recent study finds that doctors who enter data into computerized health records during patients' appointments did less positive communicating, and patients rated their care excellent less often. Researchers rated how much each physician used the computer during the appointment on a scale from 1 to 12. In a post-appointment interview, the patients rated the quality of their care over the past 6 months. About half of the 25 encounters with high computer use were rated as excellent care by the patients, compared to more than 80% of the 19 encounters with low computer use. Doctors who spent more time using the computer also spent less time making eye contact with patients and tended to correct patients more about their medical history or drugs they've taken. Computer use also meant doctors missed out on an emotional connection with the patient. For more on this story, check foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Alex Hine, Fox News.
Securing America.
The Pentagon is expanding commando forces in the fight against ISIS in Syria and Iraq. Defense Secretary Ash Carter told the House Armed Services Committee special ops forces will deploy as the U.S. military keeps the momentum going against the terror group.
We're sending, on President Obama's orders and the chairman's and my advice, Special Operations Forces personnel to Syria to support the fight against ISIL.
Secretary Carter said a specialized expeditionary targeting force is also going to Iraq.
They will help us garner valuable ground intelligence, further enhance our air campaign, and above all, enable local forces that can regain and then hold territory occupied by ISIL.
Some lawmakers called for a new war authorization, something that hasn't been done since the days after 9/11. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Hey, this is Tim, Treasure Chest Outlet, 927 North Tennessee Street. That's our new location. Come on by and see us. You never know what you'll find. We've got sofas, we've got beds, we've got tables, we've got silverware. It's twice the space. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on the web. Phone number 770-382-4652. Be the same friendly family with a lot more values to choose from. Treasure Chest Outlet, 927 North Tennessee Street.
So what do we do here at Sun Tamers? We tint windows. Everything we do comes with a lifetime warranty. What sets us apart? Experience. We've been in business for over 22 years right here in the same location. I've been tinting for 25. Just wanted everybody to know that we do more than cars. We do houses. We do boats. We do commercial buildings. We can save you a lot of money on your energy bill. We can add security to your house with safety and security films. We can do a lot of things. Just give us a call.
Everybody, currently outside 53 degrees. You've got a flood watch in effect, remains through this evening. Does look like the rain's going to pretty much clear up around noontime or so. Traffic's a mess. 75 southbound around Lake Altoona, right before it, stop and go until you get past Lake Altoona, and then you're driving for a while, then it slows down again right there around Chastain Road and continues past the 575-75 merge. I've got in here Melissa Haneke, everybody. Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
All right, now that we're prepared for our winter storms that are going to come, we should talk about politics.
Okay.
All right. A lot of people probably saw this. Some of it was announced over the holiday week, so both articles were in the paper about the sheriff's race for next year. We already had a declared candidate, Steve Holloway, I believe.
Right.
I think he's from Adairsville.
Nice guy. Stood no chance whatsoever.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Nobody knew, really. Name recognition, or name ID is pretty low.
Right.
And the sheriff has faced low name ID candidates before and done fine. But last week, it was announced that retiring Cartersville Police Chief Thomas Culpepper is running for the seat. And then Sheriff Millsap announced his reelection bid after that. So this is probably, from what I've seen, the most serious challenge Sheriff Millsap has ever faced. Culpepper is well known. He's been in law enforcement for 37 years. He's been police chief for 8. He's a Sunday school teacher. And this is not just a disgruntled deputy or somebody who just thinks that they could do a better job that no one's ever heard of. This is actually what I think is going to be a serious challenge. The only thing, the drawback from what people see, and Culpepper has tried to downplay this, but the reason a lot of people know who he is that don't live in the city of Cartersville is because he's, I believe it's lupus that he has, that he's had a kidney transplant in the past, mm-hmm. and has been on dialysis because he needs another one just because of the progression of the disease. It's not...
Well, this kidney, this kidney transplant is lasting 20 years or
right,
something.
Right, right, right. It's something that people with lupus sometimes have to face.
Right.
I totally get that. But I think the widely perceived notion is that he was retiring from the city because he has need of a kidney and health issues. So even though he's put it out there that his health is fine, that he's been able to do his job with on dialysis and with all of these challenges, that's not a consideration. But I think there is going to be a little bit of hesitance among the general population to vote for someone who needs a kidney, just from the perception of that it could be a problem. So I think that's going to be kind of a challenge for him to overcome.
Do you think people can put it aside that he needs a kidney? I mean, is that one of those things? You like the guy. He's a good guy. He's a good man.
Right.
Culpepper's a good man.
Okay, well, here's
But he needs kidneys.
Okay.
He needs a kidney. And
yes.
Can you put that aside?
I don't know, but here's the thing that I think every single challenger that has come against Millsap in the last however many cycles that I've seen it happen, they have failed to tell, first of all, what's so bad about Millsap. I mean, when you have an incumbent, you have to tell why that person needs to be replaced. You need to, you have to go negative. And you have to go negative in a credible way, like people need to stop bringing up that generator thing from however long ago that was.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff, that's been basically not an issue. People didn't care enough about it over the last however many cycles to vote against Sheriff Millsap. So people need to stop dropping that. But there needs to be a compelling reason to dump the incumbent, because a lot of times people take the attitude with an incumbent, it's, you know, the devil I know versus the devil I don't. At least you know what you're getting with the incumbent, and, you know, things will pretty much stay the same as long as there's not been a major scandal. And I can tell you this, the last 4 years, I don't think there's been a major scandal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can point to certain cases here and there that have never been solved. Like, for instance, I don't think they ever figured out the syringe thing at Walmart. That was a pretty major story.
That was a big deal. They never figured that out.
I don't think so.
How do you not figure that out?
I don't think I ever saw anything that resolved that.
All right.
But I think every sheriff's department has cases that are unsolved. You know what I mean?
Are you hearing anything about Culpepper? I'm hearing, you know, like Culpepper saying it, that a lot of people encouraged him, a lot of people. But then if you talk, and I've talked to a few people, and everybody's saying it was total surprise, just absolute total surprise.
It was a surprise to me. I never heard anything outside of Holloway.
And Chief is a pretty good job. Chief of Police for the Cartersville is a pretty good job.
Yes, so and why, pretty high profile, too.
And pretty high profile. So why would people go to him and say, you need to run for sheriff? You need to quit your job and run to sheriff? So I question whether people were even...
I have not. I mean, like you said, this came out of the blue when I saw this the other day. I was like, what?
And does he have any powers that are throwing money at him?
I don't really know. I mean, I thought Clark was pretty much in there with the powers that be. I mean, not saying right. He's a good old boy, but I'm saying, as an incumbent, you get comfortable with your incumbents, and they build a camaraderie and a kind of a, you know,
how many
protect
jobs,
each other.
If Clark were to lose, how many jobs would this affect?
Well, it depends. I mean, okay, one of the things that people like to say is if you vote for so-and-so to whatever, he's going to fire everybody that's already there. Well, that almost never happens.
Right, but he could go in there. Culpepper go in there and get rid of all the top lieutenants, all the lieutenants, all the captains, the lieutenants.
That's
and,
true.
And put in his own. And also, you know,
Then there'll be openings at the Cartersville PD, right?
They're absolute. Now, a lot of people outside of Cartersville don't want to be in Cartersville.
And they don't want to be controlled by Cartersville. That's a big theme that's gone around for years.
Yes, and they don't want to be, so they may look at Culpeper as Cartersville and outside, and Bartow is a big county.
It is a big county.
And outside, Harley might think, no, we don't want him.
We don't want somebody from Cartersville controlling, another person from Cartersville controlling things. Yeah, I think there is a lot of that in this county where people are, I mean, Cartersville is the biggest city, and it's the county seat, and of course, you're going to have the majority of people in these offices from Cartersville.
We have some enormous businesses. Enormous. I mean, we've got some big deals coming to Bartow County.
Yes, Emerson in particular.
And you could have people behind the scenes who want to control the mayor, they want to control the commissioner, they want to control the sheriff. You know, they could. And the powers that be. And we need all of these people. And good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's off the subject, but I tell you what, I went to a funeral here a few weeks ago, and they need to ban the politicians from the funeral homes. I'll be honest with you. I mean, go to a funeral, and you'll see, I mean, you know, have respect.
Depends on who it is, right?
You're absolutely. Thank you. That's a good call. Thank you. So you could have the money crowd.
You could.
Who say we need to lock down this county.
I don't think it would have been such a surprise, though, to everybody if you're around a lot of people. I would have thought you would have heard rumors to the contrary.
I've talked to a few people that you would think possibly might know.
Uh-huh.
And they're all saying, heard nothing. They had no, this was a 100% surprise to them.
Because everybody pretty much thought he was retiring for health reasons.
Everybody thought he was leaving, which he might have been. The city might have just, man, maybe you need to go take care of this, and we need.
Right.
Maybe you need, and then all of a sudden just pure ego stepped in at the will of you.
I'm not sure what's going on. It's going to be interesting, and this election is about 6 months away, so I think qualifying is in March.
Oh, is it really? Is that
soon? It's in May. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so time is short. I mean, as far as our other offices, the only one I've heard that's big is the magistrate's race, and I've heard nobody credible against Congressman Loudermilk.
Have you seen the picture of Culpeper?
I have.
Very professional show.
Yes, very.
I mean, that wasn't somebody just threw together.
It wasn't somebody with their iPhone out on the street.
So if the whole campaign is run that way,
it could be a serious challenge.
Have you heard of who's running this campaign?
I have no idea. So it'll be interesting.
All right, stick around, right back.
The Fox Business Network, financial stocks gave a boost to Wall Street Tuesday, the first day of the new month. The Dow rose 168 points, closing at 17,888. Today, Asian markets were uneven. Benchmark crude fell to $41.50 per barrel. The dollar gained against the euro and the yen. Two economic reports will be out today. The Labor Department releases its revised third quarter productivity data. Then this afternoon, the Fed releases its Beige Book, a guide to be used by Fed policymakers when they meet later in the month to set interest rates. Sporting goods sellers Cabela's may be looking for a buyer for all or part of its chain of stores. They've been under pressure since last October when the investment firm Elliott Management bought a 6% stake and called for some strategic changes from the company. Shares of Cabela's are down 11% this year, but have risen more than 18% on speculation of a buyout. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Karen McHugh.
SOS Mattress is having their huge end of summer sale. All the top name brand mattresses at 40 to 80% below the big box stores. We have closeouts, overstock, showroom samples at amazing prices with the finest quality. Check out our 5-star reviews on Facebook. SOS Mattress on Highway 41, one block north of McDonald's, nobody beats our quality, nobody beats our prices, nobody.
Americans, I'm Todd Stearns with this Fox News and Commentary next.
I know you've heard the IRS has the right to freeze your assets, garnish your wages. Good news is they can also give you a way out called the Fresh Start Initiative, a tax debt compromise program designed to save you serious money. Optima is the nation's leading tax resolution firm, over 300 professionals to help ensure you pay the minimum, not a penny more. Thousands call every month. You can call right now. Optima. That's Latin for cut me some slack.
Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Oregon is not exactly bursting at the seams with Tea Party conservatives, but every now and then, the land of liberals get something right. And last year, they got something right. Voters overwhelmingly approved Measure 88, banning illegal aliens from getting a driver's license. A two-thirds majority. In other words, lots of Democrats approved the ban. But now a group of illegals is fighting back. Five have filed a federal lawsuit alleging the ban is unconstitutional. They say the law arbitrarily denies driving privileges based on membership in a disfavored minority group, which is apparently what they're calling illegals these days. Now look, folks, I'm no expert on constitutional law, but it seems to me if the illegals want a driver's license, maybe they ought to go back to where they came from and get one there. I'm Todd Starnes.
You already know at Johnny's Pizza we offer $1 cheese slices on Monday, and Tuesdays we host team trivia at 7:30. But I also wanted to take a moment to let you know about our extensive lunch menu that we offer Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We offer 9 different lunch options, each with a free drink. They're made fresh to order, and we'll make sure that we get you out of here in plenty of time to get back to your day. Stop by Johnny's Pizza for lunch, 244 North Dixie Avenue.
No one likes to think about it. No one likes to talk about it. Few people know what to do about it. But taking the necessary steps now to plan and fund your funeral is very important to your family's future. In fact, it is very comforting to know that your wishes are known and carried out. It ensures less worry for your loved ones, and it ensures that your family will not be faced with the financial burden of your funeral. We purchase protection for things in life that might happen, such as auto and health insurance. Doesn't it make sense to purchase protection for our final arrangements, since it is something that will happen? Harriet Jennings Funeral Home offers affordable pre-arrangements with a wide variety of payment options. We also accept pre-arrangements made at other funeral homes. To learn more or to speak with a professional, please call Harriet Jennings Funeral Home at 770-382-0034. 770-382-0034.
Good to be here hanging out with you. 770-382-1270. 770-382-1270. How would you describe that on 75 in your words?
It's not too horrible.
Right around
it could be worse.
Right around Lake Altoona is just, you know, they got that accident or something. It's really just getting out of Cartersville, getting to Lake Altoona, and just dragging. Once you get past it, it's okay. But then a little hesitation right around the 575-75 merge. Oh, no. And then look at this down there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Right past the South Loop, South Marietta Parkway, all the way down to the top end perimeter. Just red. Nothing but red.
Red. It's raining. People can't drive when it's raining. Just imagine what they're going to do when French toast weather comes.
You know, I'm in the mood for some French toast now. I like French toast. I haven't had any in so long. When's the last time you had French toast?
A long time ago.
Pancakes?
Pancakes. Waffles. I actually made pumpkin waffles last week.
Is that good?
Yeah, they're pretty good. So, problem is, a waffle iron takes forever because, you know, two at a time.
Lately, I've just been in the mood for pancakes, but I've never made pancakes.
What?
I've had pancakes a lot of times, but I've never in my life.
This is why the government has to help prepare you for winter.
I was just thinking like this past couple days, I'm in the mood for some pancakes.
I know a lady. Remember the Blizzard 93?
Great.
She actually made pancakes on her grill.
Love it.
Because they were out of power for a week.
Okay.
So, anyway,
Everybody, it's Melissa Haneke, Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
Okay, did you hear about the data breach from the Secretary of State's office?
No.
Oh, yeah. They had 12 disks that every month they update the voter registration files.
Oh, yes, I heard about that. And that's local here, too.
It was Georgia.
Right.
The Secretary of State's office, they put out 12 CDs with Social Security numbers.
That's yours, mine.
Every registered
voters.
All your identifying information. Now, they're trying to make you feel better by saying that they either recovered or they have record that it was destroyed. It was media outlets and the political parties and the Georgia Gun Owners magazine that got it.
They're making it about as easy as they can for identity theft. I mean,
exactly.
Any way we can help let us know.
Yeah, they said that the data had not been hacked, and I just had to laugh about that. Why do hackers need to hack the system when you're just going to hand them the information?
Here it is.
What in the world? So most of the media outlets, I'm pretty comfortable that they're not giving out the information. And the political parties, I hope they deleted it all, but Georgia Gun Owners, or that magazine, that's a magazine that had it. And most of the people that get the disc, what's the first thing you do when you get your data? You upload it to your computer database so it can sync all the data and that it's there. Well, I hope all these people went and deleted the Social Security numbers. And, I mean, phone numbers were probably included. I don't expect most of those people to delete the phone numbers, because phone numbers, from political campaign experience, the phone numbers are really hard to get nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's all in there, I'm sure they kept that. But
so if you're a voter, all your information
was put out on
everything,
on somebody's computer.
Everything anybody will need to get
Secretary of State Brian Kemp has been planning to run for governor next time around.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that this is not going to help him with his bid for governor. I mean, yes, they're dealing with it, but they're not really... It doesn't make me feel any better, their response.
I personally am hoping Michelle Nunn will run again. But.
Oh, my goodness. Sam Nunn's daughter?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Maybe we should go ahead and...
No, she ran for Senate. Jimmy Carter's grandson.
Yeah.
Well, she ran for Senate. Now she runs for governor. I mean, a lot of people lose a few times before they win.
Well, that's very true.
They do. They lose.
They're kind of out of, like, Jason Carter's back in private law practice. So.
Okay.
Anyway, hopefully, I think this doesn't help people want to register to vote. I just saw a story that the Democrats, she's the House Minority Leader, Stacey Abrams. She wants to register 170,000 new Democrats before the next election in Georgia. First of all, I don't know where all these people are going to come from. I don't know about you, but I mean, I registered to vote when I signed up for my driver's license when I got here. So it's super easy to register to vote. So I don't know, what are they going after, illegals? Or?
You know, I missed the first time. I have not voted in a long, I can't tell you the last time, and I did not.
You didn't vote for the SPLOS?
I did not. I did not go vote, and I did not go with the vote that day.
Well, Dave, you know, that makes all the difference in the world.
Right.
You're just in there with the people who don't go.
I did not go. I did not. I was sickly at the time. That was when I was...
Have an excuse.
I had an excuse. I was in a coma.
You were not in a coma.
I was in a coma for 4 days. 4 days I was in a coma.
Powerful drugs, right?
Yes.
I see.
Oh, man, let me tell you, powerful drugs. Those painkillers, yeah, man, that was good.
I bet.
I slept like, oh, that was nice.
I knew you were back to normal when you were posting, you know, pro-Hillary stuff on Facebook. So Congress came back to session this week.
Yeah.
And they've got a bunch of deadlines coming up before they can go home for Christmas break. The end of the week, the highway transportation funding bill ends, and apparently they've got a new bill that's just come out. I haven't seen all the details, but I guess the transportation funding, they want to change the way it's done. I believe Tom Graves was a big part of the way they're trying to change the transportation funding. But that's Friday, and then the next Friday, the 11th, it's the apocalypse again. All government funding ends with the last continuing resolution they passed under Boehner with mostly Democrats.
I'll bet you any amount of money Republicans will buckle.
I
bet you
actually agree with you.
They will, because Obama has not lost a round on anything.
Well, here's the thing, though. Here's the difference.
Anything he wanted his presidency, whatever he told you, he delivered,
yes,
he gave, and the Republicans have not delivered one thing.
I have to say that people, I don't like Obama as president, but he has been one of the most effective presidents at getting his agenda through, unfortunately,
yes,
for us,
has.
Because, you know, health care is about to collapse and all this other stuff. But
so how can people criticize what he's done? The guy's done what he told
you. Well, because people didn't want what he pushed through.
No, 50%. The Republicans did not.
A lot of people just stayed home. I don't think it's 50% wanted it. I think he just got enough people. 50% of the people that showed up wanted what he wanted.
Well, the people spoke, and he delivered. And he delivered exactly what he told
them
he was going
to
do.
Well, Obamacare was extremely unpopular, and they had to do all kinds of fancy maneuvers to get it through. But back to this budget bill,
mm-hmm.
You might be right that they might cave, but I have to say, from what I've been hearing about Paul Ryan and the way he's running things, it might make it difficult for the Democrats to vote against whatever comes out. He's been having listening sessions with the congressmen, talking about what they want in this, because there's 12 parts of this omnibus spend. Normally, they should be doing each bill, all 12 of them, separately. And if they were doing things under regular order, the way they should have been doing it all along, you win some, you lose some. It's a compromise, but the way it is now, it has been under Boehner, there was no compromise. He went behind closed doors, got something, came out and said, you either vote for it or you don't. Well, Paul Ryan is trying to involve the whole Congress from the start. But the time is running out.
Everybody knows that there's going to be a bunch of bills this week that are going to be vetoed. And everybody knows Congress is doing what they always do, and that's they're showing why they have a 10% approval rating.
And that's what Paul Ryan's trying to change.
And Obama secretly wants the Republicans to shut the government down.
Okay, well, here's the thing, though.
Will help Hillary.
Now, stop
next
a minute.
Year.
Yeah. Stop a minute. Yeah. You are using the wrong terms to describe this.
Okay.
If the Congress, both the House and the Senate, pass an appropriations bill that they've hashed out, that's gone to conference committee, that both sides can agree with, or that both houses can agree with, and Obama vetoes it, who has shut down the government? It would be Obama. It would be Obama.
No.
Now, if
we're talking about funding the government. Talking about funding the government.
No. If both houses of Congress pass a bill and it gets to his desk and he vetoes it, he is not the king. He does not automatically, just by virtue of being the president, get to say everything that's in that budget. That's why we have representatives and senators to hash that out. So if they pass it and Obama vetoes it, Obama has shut down the government. And I hope Paul Ryan, he's going to stand behind what they do. And I hope if this happens that he goes out there on TV, every news channel he can get on, and he says, we passed a budget, Obama shut down the government, so everybody knows who is responsible.
And you know what they need to do when Paul Ryan goes out there? They need to put Joe Biden out there with him and let Joe Biden spank him like he spanked him before.
But
in the
please. If Joe Biden, if it passes the Senate, then Joe Biden's group, then he's the president of the Senate. Then it's passed through.
Good morning.
It's me again, Dave.
Church lady.
Morning,
hello,
church lady.
Melissa.
Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Well, it was nice. How was yours?
Good. Really good.
You're absolutely right. That's what Obama wants. He ain't the one that's supposed to make the laws. The Senate is supposed to be making the laws of the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to sign them into effect. And if he don't sign it, he's the one to shut down the government.
Exactly.
You're absolutely right.
No, what's going to happen is they're going to, here's the...
I don't care, Dave. You're wrong.
He's wrong. That's right.
You're wrong. There's no saying to it.
They're going to say, here's the...
You are wrong.
Okay, here's the funding.
If he don't sign it when they're for it, then
no, it don't work that way.
It does.
He's not the one supposed to make the laws. He's supposed to sign them into existence when they pass them.
Uh-huh.
When they come up with them, he's supposed to sign them. That's all he's supposed to be there for.
All right.
He's not supposed to be... What good is the Senate and the Congress if they're going to
make
it, he's going to do everything.
He thinks he's the king.
Okay, it's the Congress that they're not going to, they're going to let Obama make all the laws and sign them. What good is it? Yeah, the rest of them, just send them out of there.
Obama hasn't lost a round yet, and I don't
well,
think it's
going to happen.
I don't think it's going to start Friday. I really.
They sit back and let him make all the rules and sign all the things he wants into law. Then they just gonna get out there and let him rule. We're going to be like them other countries.
Yep.
I'm a dictator. That's it.
All right, Church Lady. Thank you, Church Lady. You know what's going to happen is they're going to have the funding bill. Here's the funding bill. Here's the funding bill, and all of a sudden, here's a big old paragraph that the Congress is going to put in there about Planned Parenthood. Big old, and that's what they're going to do. Here's a big old paragraph about what they want. About
But that's what it's about. It's about what they want for what we want, not about Obama.
And Obama's going to say, all right, take that Planned Parenthood paragraph out.
Wait, if he wanted to control what was in legislation, he should have stayed in the Senate and not run for president.
Well, I mean, see,
that was where he had control over that.
See, Obama's going to have no choice but to veto it.
Oh, give me a break. Over somebody who 3% of what they do is, you know, women's health and the rest of it is killing babies?
Republicans don't like women. I mean, they have a
problem. Oh, give me a break. You know, and Democrats are okay with selling body parts.
From America's election headquarters.
Experts agree the evangelical vote is key for any GOP candidate hoping to top the Iowa caucuses on February 1st. And recent polling shows that block of voters is shifting. Dr. Ben Carson lost 12 points with Iowa evangelicals in the latest Quinnipiac polling from October to November, while Senator Ted Cruz picked up 14 points. Cruz has been unabashed about going after evangelical votes.
That's the only way we win the general, is to bring back to the polls the millions of evangelical Christians.
And the polls seem to show they're connecting with him. Pastors in the Hawkeye state who met recently with Senator Marco Rubio say they're impressed by his willingness to speak openly about his faith as well. And while Donald Trump continues to lead in overall polling in Iowa, religious leaders there say many evangelicals are cautious about the front runner, noting his recent stumble when asked about a favorite Bible verse. Shannon Bream, Fox News.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
No bombshells for the media in the latest batch of 8,000 Clinton emails, but the real Hillary was on full display. She couldn't find the right channel to watch Homeland. She called Mitt Romney Mittens and Newt Gingrich Grin. She joked about her cracked head after her concussion, and her spokesman, Philippe Reines, sought advice from NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell on the PR aspects, saying he was going to write to a couple of pundits who were commenting on Hillary's health, but no cursing, he promised. On the Suck Up Watch, longtime pal Lanny Davis gushed over her sparkling yellow pantsuit and wanted to praise her in a column, saying, okay, I won't embarrass you. Hillary scoffed, I'm afraid anything you write will be suspect in light of our long relationship. Oh, and aides wanted her to visit 110 countries before leaving the State Department, with Reines writing, plenty of time to run up the score on total countries. Maybe someone thought that would make a good campaign slogan? With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
What's great about Six's Tavern? Monday night football, open mic night every Tuesday, team trivia on Wednesdays, and bike night on Thursdays. And we have the best, and I mean best, live bands anywhere every Friday and Saturday night. On top of all that, you can watch your favorite college and NFL teams every weekend on over 20 big screen TVs. Did I mention the food? Good. Life is great at Six's Tavern.
For over 18 years, CNN Goodyear on Grassdale Road has been providing the Bartow County community with quality repairs and tires. And for a limited time, CNN Goodyear on Grassdale Road is offering a free diagnostic test. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I said free. Want to know why your check engine light is on or why your car or truck feels sluggish? Bring it over to Goodyear on Grassdale Road and our technicians will diagnose your problem, and the diagnostic fee is free with approved repairs. Everyone likes free. 770-334-8977. CNN Goodyear, located right down the street from QT on Grassdale Road.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for all the support on the text messages, and we all agree with me, and I'll get through all of them after in about 10 minutes when we're out of here. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah. 770-382-1270, 770-382-1270. 52 degrees out there and been a very ugly ride, which is, looks like the mess around Lake Altoona is...
It's a little better.
Oh, what's this right here? What does that look like?
I guess the red squares mean problem.
Yeah, that means problem. All right, whatever. It's just a mess out there. 75 all the way down. Melissa Haneke, everybody. Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
All right, we were talking about your favorite President Obama a minute ago. Do you know what he's up to this week?
No, what?
Oh, he's at the climate change summit.
I know. Yes, I agree. Yes.
You think that's a good idea?
I believe
in climate change.
No, it's not something you believe in. It's not.
It's a religion.
It's not like you believe in the Easter Bunny or you don't believe in the Easter Bunny. There are scientists from all over the world.
It's a scam. They've been there's been stories from scientists who say the data is doctored. It's not real.
Why is the Pope? The Pope is.
Wait. Is the Pope a climate scientist?
No. But I don't understand. These people...
Wait, here's the agenda.
Okay.
Here's the agenda. Right. And I just saw this before the climate summit started. A London-based think tank that supports slashing meat consumption is calling for the radical diet change to be... So they want to tax meat because meat and cows are causing global warming. They want to tax everything you do.
Good morning.
The co-founder of Greenpeace and the founder of the Weather Channel...
Both say
it's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They both say it's a scam.
It's a huge scam. They've been doctoring the data and lying to people.
It's about government control.
Yep.
That's all it is. It's about government control and feeding things to the United Nations and one world government. That's all this is. It's, mm-hmm. it's a religion.
Basically, I mean, that's all it is.
Now, why
and
is
people
it,
aren't worried about it here.
Why is it all over the world people are just really concerned about these 2 degrees they're worried about us going
because
up?
Because it hasn't actually happened.
How much has it gone in the last 100 years, David?
I don't know. How much?
No, it hasn't.
We've been in a
maybe,
cooling
maybe
trend.
One.
It's a cooling trend.
We've been
trend.
In a cooling trend for the last 20 years.
Okay.
And before that, they were trying to scare you in the 70s with global cooling.
But
so it's whatever they can grab hold of to scare people with.
I don't understand why.
But the climate, the weather, it's not static. It's still cyclical.
I think
that's what you crazy liberals don't understand.
No. The problem is. Conservatives don't understand science and don't...
Give me a break. You know what?
Liberals don't understand economics.
We don't want to go and have ourselves manipulated to the point where you believe all this, but they keep changing the terms on you. First it was global cooling, then it was global warming, now it's climate change.
We can send a rocket. We can send a rocket. I mean, if we can thread a needle 30 times the way we can send a rocket into outer space,
and
science is what does this. And now scientists,
I have a question for you.
Is saying
how
we have a problem.
Arrogant are we that we think as human beings we have that much control over the natural process that by breathing and eating meat we're causing the planet to get warm?
That's like saying, who are we to think we can pollute a river?
Warmer and colder before. Question.
You know, all we need is one volcanic eruption, and we have no summer. It's happened before. I mean, and this is, you have no control over it. And it happens all the time. Mm-hmm.
I'm just not, I don't understand how the Republican Party is, it's like a platform, and the whole...
It's logic.
No,
I know that you crazy liberals think logic is racist.
And they want to tax you for your carbon output. Oh, wait, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How big do you think the carbon footprint is for all of these world leaders that came to Paris? How do you think Obama got to Paris? Did he use a rowboat?
I don't know.
His motorcade costs over $700,000. So that's Air Force One, that's cars, that's, he's breathing, obviously. So, I mean, the carbon footprint is huge.
They say carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide, what we breathe out, is a poison gas.
And except for it, plants love it because that's what helps them grow.
What if they're right?
What if they are? I mean, make it stop.
All right, David, here's the thing. What if Tim Tebow's right and you're wrong?
What is Tim Tebow?
What if he's right and you're wrong?
I don't know if we mean about what.
What if Tim Tebow's right and you're wrong?
Tim Tebow is wrong. I mean, he is wrong. I mean, he is. Everything he's done kind of got him to where he is.
Okay, if he's wrong, what happens to him? Nothing. What happens to you?
Well, in your logic, that means I have to also support Muhammad, and then I have to read the Quran, because it's better to believe than not. It's safer to believe, is what you're saying.
So it's safer to believe in global warming than to not? I mean,
no,
you want to pay these taxes on meat?
Of dollars,
do you like bacon?
I love bacon.
Not pay anything.
They want to take your bacon away.
Thanks for the call. Thank you. All right, thank you.
They want to tax, they want to tax you to control what you do. Other countries, they believe that America is ruining the climate
because
of our air condition. Do you like air condition?
Love air condition.
Okay, well, the liberals that are most rabid about this global warming thing, they want to get rid of your air condition because your air condition is polluting the planet. Never mind the fact that China probably pollutes, from what I've seen, they pollute more than anybody else.
What if we are the most selfish generation that has ever been on this planet?
And I think human nature has not changed from the beginning of time.
What if we're the most selfish generation that has ever walked on the planet, and we are literally
What
just,
if you tax your children and grandchildren into oblivion so that everybody's poor? That's what liberal policies lead to.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. You know, that's a good subject to end on, but who can control the sun?
Nobody.
That's exactly right.
God.
And really, why do not people quit worrying about that? Because they're politicians and people that have grants and stuff to check all this stuff.
And they're checking, and they're giving us their feedback.
Because they want to continue getting the grants to continue doing the research, so they want to put out the favorable thing to the politicians so they'll continue funding their research.
We're damaging the ocean.
We are not.
We are too damaging the ocean.
We are not. You know, we've left this planet in the last 30, 40 years, we've left it cleaner than it's been.
Thank you, Robert.
From the beginning of when... This is a cleaner place than it was when we got here.
Where do you get this? Where do you get cleaner than it was? Where do you come up with that?
Give me a break. I mean, come on. You can't really believe that taxing people for breathing out, which is a natural process, is going to help clean up the planet.
Well, I think it's more than taxing.
And get rid of your air conditioning. You know what? I want to see you stop eating bacon and get rid of your air conditioning if you're serious about climate change.
Wish I had more time.
You're going to be a vegan before we know it.
Melissa Honecke, everybody had a good time.
All right.
See y'all.